time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Lawmakers return to Washington on Tuesday to begin an intensive fall session that might mark the final days of Republican control of Congress. There are 62 days until the midterm elections, but only 11 workdays for the House in September. The Senate Judiciary Committee begins holding hearings on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh on Tuesday. A lawyer for former President George W. Bush turned over 42,000 pages of documents on the nominee just hours before the start of his confirmation hearings. The nation is split over Kavanaugh's confirmation. A new Washington Post ABC News poll finds that just under 4 in 10, 38%, say he should be confirmed, while 39% say he shouldn't. 23% have no opinion. Donald Trump interrupted Labor Day to vent his continued displeasure with Attorney General Jeff Sessions, this time suggesting that the nation's top law enforcement officer further jeopardized GOP chances to hold the House majority when the Justice Department recently indicted two House Republicans. On Monday, Trump tweeted, "Two long-running Obama-era investigations of two very popular Republican congressmen were brought to a well-publicized charge just ahead of the midterms by the Jeff Sessions Justice Department. Two easy wins now in doubt because there's not enough time. Good job, Jeff." CNN's Jeffrey Toobin had a strong reaction to that tweet Tuesday morning.
"This tweet alone may be an impeachable offense. This is such a disgrace. This is so contrary to the traditions of the Department of Justice. You know, I used to be a lowly assistant U.S. attorney. If I went to my supervisor and said, you know, we shouldn't indict or investigate a member of the president's party because he's a member of the president's party, I probably would have been suspended if not fired." So the sentiment at the core of that tweet is so contrary to the mission of the Department of Justice, and it's such an insult to the decent people who work there, the career prosecutors who work through Democratic and Republican administrations. It is, you know, we wear ourselves out being outraged at things Donald Trump says, but this one really is different because it is such an affront to the values of the Justice Department.
Speaking of Jeffrey Toobin, CNN's legal analyst has an expansive profile of Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, in the September 10th issue of the magazine published online Monday. In it, Giuliani says the White House would likely attempt to block a full public release of Robert Mueller's anticipated final report about the Russian investigation, bolstering long-held fears that the special counsel's ultimate findings may never see the light of day. Speaking of The New Yorker, the magazine incited anger on Monday after it was announced that Steve Bannon would be headlining the 19th annual New Yorker Festival in October. And then they announced that he wouldn't.
Steve Bannon will no longer be attending this year's New Yorker Festival after the magazine pulled back its invitation following backlash on social media and criticism from the magazine's own writers. In an email to his staff, editor David Remnick noted the, quote, dismay and anger over his decision to initially invite the former Trump chief strategist. Remnick added he would be open to sitting down with Bannon in the future, just not on stage. According to the Times, Remnick's initial invitation to Bannon said, quote, "We would be honored to have you." Bannon responded to being disinvited, calling Remnick gutless. The magazine's decision to cancel Bannon's appearance comes after several high-profile guests dropped out, including director Judd Apatow, who said he would not take part in an event that, quote, normalizes hate.
Former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick is part of a new Nike campaign to mark the 30th anniversary of the sporting equipment's giant, iconic "Just Do It" slogan.
Shoe giant Nike is running straight into a political controversy. The company has chosen controversial football player Colin Kaepernick for its new ad. The ad reads, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." You will recall, of course, in 2016, Kaepernick began kneeling during the pregame national anthem to raise awareness of violence against African Americans. The protest spread and led the National Football League to let individual teams decide whether to require players to stand during the anthem.
Some conservatives are calling for a boycott of Nike. Others are sharing images of their own destroyed Nike gear. A new ideas section is debuting in The Atlantic with an opinion piece by NBC's Chuck Todd, in which he urges journalists to start, quote, fighting back against the campaign to destroy the legitimacy of the American news media. In the piece, Todd places much of the blame on the late Roger Ailes of Fox, writing, Ailes wasn't building a reporting-driven news organization, but used the network to attack the integrity of the rest of the media. Ailes exploited the public's lack of knowledge of journalistic conventions and created the mythology of a biased press. Now, he writes, the American press corps finds itself on the ropes because it allowed a nearly 50-year campaign of attacks inspired by the chair of Fox News to go unanswered. I got the news. And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.